With us this morning is Steve Cates, otherwise known as Dr. Sky, and he brightens up our Sunday mornings by giving us all kinds of adventurous things that are going on in the skies. Well, Steve, tell us what's going on.
Well, good morning, John. Good to be with you on Sunday morning, as always. We begin with weather. Here's something strange. It's called a polar vortex, and it's spinning backwards, but what is it? John, a polar vortex is a low-pressure area in the upper atmosphere in both poles, causing cold air to circulate around the poles. But it normally flows in a counterclockwise rotation. But here's the news scoop. But as of March 4th, John, it's been turning the other direction. And meteorologists and scientists think it's caused in part by what we call planetary waves, gravity waves, like ripples in the atmosphere, like currents in the atmosphere. But the change in direction, John, of the polar vortex may not be due to many of the things that we think are just meteorological. And here we go. It's possibly due to an increase in ozone in the poles. We've heard that. But it even gets more interesting. It may be due to solar activity on the increase. How about this? Tsunamis on the Earth and earthquakes that actually force these gravity waves around the world. What does that big anomaly mean? It means that in this particular case, the weather is getting stranger, and it may not just be about climate change. John, what do you think?
Well, I don't know anymore. And the Earth, like we always said, the Creator, whoever created this world, has created it to adjust itself. So anytime there's a problem, the Earth either has hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, because what that the purpose of that is to adjust anything it needs adjusting. What do you think? Anything else?
Well, John, it's interesting. It's like the Earth naturally, and I agree with you, has a healing process that we're still trying to figure out. But quickly, as time permits, we'll go to SpaceX. But you know, folks, that SpaceX has launched 26 rockets so far in 2024. And that's just some 84 days. They've launched 25 Falcon 9s, one big Starship. And the last Starship 3, John, got the Starship spacecraft into an orbital position. And, of course, they're still experimental. But the next one, get a look at this, Starship 4 is set for launch probably as early as May, known as IFT-4. But, John, here's something fascinating. Every week we talk about the mystery of the moon. Where did the moons of Mars come from? Now, a new theory is kind of interesting, and here it is. Those two objects, Deimos and Phobos, some think are artificial moons. Some think they're captured little asteroids. But recent indications say that a long time ago, Mars was hit by another large planetary object, and it blew material out, thus forming these moons. Now, why do they think that? Because some of the surface material of Phobos, the larger of the two moons, John, has a basaltic, meaning rock-like condition, very synonymous to what the surface of Mars is like from the rovers, what we know. But we'll have to wait till 2025 when we find out when the Japanese send this interesting mission to these Mars moons, Japan's Mars Moon Exploration Mission. Now that is quite fascinating. And isn't that amazing, John? The moons of Mars have always been intriguing, and they still are today.
I think there's more to than meets the eye. Many a time, we have never been successful on landing a craft on any one of those two moons. Is that true?
That is correct, John. It's a strange thing because the gravity there, if you and I were standing on one of those moons, you almost could jump off the surface and go out into orbit. So they're small. They're obviously in motion close to the planet Mars, but we'll have to see.
And the big mystery, are the Martians that escaped Mars living in those moons? Someday we will find out. But that's what Sunday mornings are for, is to dream and to think about things like that.
Right, John, and we wanted to just mention real quick, the solar eclipse only 15 days away, but here's some quick tips if you have a smartphone, whether it's a partial eclipse or total. Get a tripod, put your camera on there and phone, and get a solar filter for it. Lock the focus at totality so that it doesn't wander, and for those more technical, use what's called the burst mode. That means you press the button on your camera, and it shoots many pictures in a few seconds. Shoot in what's called the raw mode so you can edit those pictures better. And simply, no handheld videos of the eclipse. Learn more, as always, at the Dr. Sky Experience. We have some great eclipse updates at WABCRadio.com. John, it's always a privilege and honor to be on the Cats Roundtable with the listeners here and around the nation.
Well, Steve Cates, Dr. Sky, thank you for updating us this Sunday morning and making our Sunday morning a little bit brighter. Well, with the eclipse, maybe a little bit darker.
You know, John, we'll be talking about that thank more you. Next week. Thank you.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.